Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is The Holy Spirit Told Simeon Jesus Was the Messiah. In Luke, we are reading the Bible in 1 year. We encourage you to read along with us. We're right now in the book of Luke in the New Testament, and we are hoping that you will join us and read the Bible every day. We post the scriptures in Bible Book Club. If you would like to join Bible Book Club, please send me a request, and I will make sure you get to go on that group. And I do post the message in English and in Spanish, and so you have friends who only understand Spanish, you can send it to them. Amen. All right, Luke chapter 2. 8 days later, at the baby's circumcision ceremony, he was named Jesus, the name that was given to him by the angel before he even was conceived. The angels told Mary or Joseph what they should name the baby. And so here he is, his being circumcised at the circumcision ceremony. He went into the temple with his parents and they christened him Jesus. His parents took him to Jerusalem to present him unto the Lord. For in these laws God had said, if a woman's first child is a boy, he shall be dedicated to the Lord. At that time, Jesus' parents also offered their sacrifice for purification, either a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons was the legal requirement. That day, a man named Simeon, a Jerusalem resident, was in the temple. At the same time, when Mary and Joseph was there, and before he went to the temple, God spoke to him and told him he would not die until he sees the Messiah. Well, God spoke to him that day and told him to go to the temple. And when Mary and Joseph arrived to present the baby Jesus to the Lord in obedience to the law, Simeon was there, and he took the child in his hand, Jesus, praising God. Lord, he said, now I can die content, for I have seen him as you promised me that I would. I have seen the Savior you have given to the world. He is the light that will shine upon the nations, and he will be the glory of your people Israel. What a beautiful scripture, isn't it? I love reading about Jesus. Why? Because he is the Messiah for the Jewish people, but he is the Savior for the Christian people, for any people, Christian or not. He is still the Messiah and is still the Savior. No matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, he falls in the right category. And we need Jesus. Why? Because he is the only one that can save us. And he gives us peace. Jesus said in John chapter 14, don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Because he has a peace that only he can give us. The peace that surpasses all understanding. It's like when you're in a dangerous situation, but inside you, your heart, you know that God's got your back. He's going to watch over you. He's going to help you through that situation, and you will not have any fear. Jesus had to come. He had to fulfill all of the requirements that he had to fulfill in order to complete the mission that God had for him. And the same with us. We're here not as by coincidence. We were destined to come in this time in history, almost the end of time as we know it. In the time you have come, in a specific time that God ordained you to be in this day, in this time, in this century. Why? Because you are a light. He wants us to be a light that can shine his love upon the people, because they can't see Jesus right now. But to us, they can see Jesus in us. As we show the light of Jesus, the Bible says to shine that light like on the being on a mountain and shine it so the people will see that there is a Messiah, that Jesus. And we, when people come to us and they say, there's something different about you, there's some kind of an aura around you, you say, yes, there is. The Holy Spirit is over me. The Holy Spirit is in me. And he is telling you to come to Jesus. Right? That's what we need to do. We are something to give the world. Something that the world does not have. The world does not have peace. You can see it everywhere. People are in chaos. People are running here and to and fro, doing everything that they can possibly put in their own imaginations, and none of it will give them peace. Why? Because only the Holy Spirit can give us the peace that surpasses all understanding. The Holy Spirit is a guide for us. The Holy Spirit teaches us about Jesus, teaches us the Word of God, teaches us how to pray. Read the book of John 14, 15, 16. It talks all about the Holy Spirit and what is his job in this world until Jesus comes back. And he's coming back soon. I hate to say that, but he is. That's what the Word of God says. Friends, the Holy Spirit told Simeon that Jesus was the Messiah. He confirmed it to him. He said, before you die, you are going to see the Messiah. And he did. God always fulfills his world, his word. Acts 1, 9 to 11, it says, as they watched, who watched? The people. There was a bunch of people there. It wasn't just two people. It was a bunch of people who was watching Jesus lifting up from the ground and going into a cloud, and finally he was out of their sight. Where did he go? He went to heaven. He rose up and went, and while the people were watching him go up into heaven, two angels stood by there, and the people were looking up, watching him levitate and go up into heaven. It says, while they looked steadfastly, they didn't take their eyes off of him, towards heaven he went up. And two angels stood by them in white apparel and said, you men of Galilee, why are you amazed and gazing up into heaven? Don't you understand that the same Jesus which is taken up from you at this time, will come back in the very same way that he went to heaven. friend, are you ready? He is coming back. You cannot be playing games anymore. You cannot be running to and fro and doing whatever you want. You have a mission here. You have a goal, not your goal. It's the God's goal for you because he gave you to be a prophet. If you don't know Jesus, pray this prayer with me today. Father God, I know who you are. You are the Messiah, the chosen Messiah who came to the Jewish people, but also came to save the world. And Father God, I know that I'm not worthy, that I cannot do anything, that I don't know anything. I don't know who you are. I don't know what the word God says. But I know one thing. I trust that you are the Messiah. I trust that you are my Savior, that you can save me from my own self and from my own destructive ways. In the name of Jesus, I call upon your name. Come into my heart tonight. Change my life. Hallelujah. Give me a new purpose. Hallelujah. Yes. Touch my mind, my soul, my heart, my being. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me my prayer language. Hallelujah. That I can praise you with the way that you want to be praised. Hallelujah. And give you all the glory. And Lord, I thank you for taking away my sins. I thank you for healing my body. I thank you for restoring my mind. I thank you for removing all the junk in my life. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, because now today you are my Savior. You are my Master. You are my King. Hallelujah. And I will see you come back one day, Lord, the same way that you left from the sky. Because the Bible says that the heavens will open up and Jesus will come forth riding on a white horse. Angels will be following him and us too. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for my salvation. Amen and amen. Friends, if you prayed that prayer with me, can you let me know? I would love to know that you heard this message and you knew it was the truth, and that you accepted Jesus as your Savior. That's the best decision you can ever make in your life. Amen and amen.